you know, Aretha Franklin is in the produce aisle. And the cashier said to me, she's always here.
At 25,000 feet, the rear cargo doors and ramp blew off in flight.
The governor's task force, which looked into the water crisis, clearly point to this water crisis as a form of environmental injustice.
Welcome to CattleCast with Capital Area District Library's Executive Director, Scott Dymstra.
Thank you for joining me for CattleCast. My guest, that's guest plural, today is Michelle Ramon and Alfreda Schmidt, who will be discussing the Veteran Story Project. Michelle and Alfreda, thank you so much for joining me on CattleCast.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Thank you, Scott.
Michelle, we'll start with you. What is the Veteran Story Project?
Thank you for the question. It's a great project where we are bringing veterans to the community to tell their stories. And they're telling the stories in ways that they can only tell. And we have developed topics around the Veterans Story Project to connect veterans to community and community to veterans on a platform in front of a live audience and also with Facebook Live and post-production.
That sounds phenomenal and sounds like you've put in a lot of work for it. What do you want as the result of the end goal of this project?
I think the most important objective is to connect each other in community and for there's a greater awareness of veterans and the families of what they've done in their service, and there's a greater appreciation for their service.
Yeah, fantastic. And Alfreda, you have always been a strong advocate for veterans, and I've seen you out in the community advocating for veterans. There's an event taking place on February 25th. Could you talk a little bit about that event?
The event is one that we have been focusing on because it seems to be relating to every day if a veteran is finding it difficult to get some information. We want to be there, and we want to already have been prepared to get their questions answered. So that's what we hear. They know that there's help there, but they don't know how to receive that help. So that's more or less our mission, to correct that mistake. And we're open for suggestions from getting them to us. And so that's what we see in our effort as we're speaking to you, and we continue to speak to those who want to talk to us. You don't always know that.
Exactly. And so that event on February 25th, so that's the focus then is to engage with veterans and let them know about the resources that are available.
We appreciate your appreciation for us because this is a team effort.
So Scott, the topic that will be unpacked on February 25th is the Michigan Veterans Trust Fund. And mm-hmm. Alfreda Smet will be covering the origins. Her husband served as a director over that department. And she has a plethora of knowledge within that area. And the director from that department, Lindell Holm, will also be speaking along with Mark Sutton, who has a history background with that.
Sure. And aside from the February 25th event, are there any other events that are taking place in 2022?
We have a whole full range of events year round. May 29th, we'll be covering Vietnam veterans. On April 5th, we'll be speaking to Gold Star families. On May 16th, we'll be exploring armed forces. On May 27th, we'll be sharing the history of Little Arlington from our local cemetery in Evergreen. June 14th, we'll be hosting women veterans. On July 27th, we'll be exploring Armistice Day. On August 9th, we'll be speaking to Purple Heart recipients. September 12th is Patriot Day. October 26th is deployment. November 10th is Veterans Day. And December 7th is Pearl Harbor. Let it be known that we did kick off a couple of pilots on Black veterans and four chaplains earlier, prior to February.
Now, you're welcome to each and every one of those dates if you'd like to join us.
I would love to, and it's phenomenal. I have to, you know, I did not know the breadth of the events that you were having before asking that question. That's phenomenal. I mean, you both of you are doing such a fantastic job in telling the veteran stories and acknowledging them as well, too. And this is a library podcast, and speaking of stories, we love to always get our guests' recommendations for materials that could be something you're reading, you're watching, or you're listening to. So do you have any recommendations for our listeners on something that it could be recreational reading, it could be on a specific topic, but just a recommendation that you'd recommend to them?
There's a great book on a veteran that was a Governor Swainson. Mm-hmm. That book that was written by a judge gives kind of a life story of his whole career. And I think him being a veteran and losing both legs, I believe, and then going into government for public service is an extraordinary read. It's a great book. I don't remember the title, but I know the topic of it, the governor of John Swainson. And that would be a fantastic read of getting history from a veteran from World War II. That was our governor of Michigan. And so that would be something I would recommend as a history.
It's a great recommendation. And Michelle and Alfreda, you gave such great information for us, such great advocacy for our veterans with the Veteran Story Project. I thank you so much for joining me today on this episode of Cattlecast.
It's been a pleasure to have the opportunity just to meet you. I'm delighted.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
Don't miss another great interview. Subscribe to the Cattlecast podcast and share it with a friend. It's time for Fact or Fiction, brought to you by your Capital Area District Libraries. Fact or Fiction. You can borrow hotspots, button makers, and bus passes from the library. That's a fact. Our popular Library of Things collection features 750 items to borrow and use for free with a library card. Borrow unique items like button makers, sewing machines, Roku streaming sticks, musical instruments, and Wi-Fi hotspots to use in the comfort of your own home. There's a Library of Things for kids, too. Check it out for yourself at cattle.org/things today.